This is a PMA, Politics Made America, special report. Hello and welcome to PMA, Politics Made America, special report. I'm your host, Brian Harris, and today we have breaking news. As you probably know by now, it's about 6 o'clock. I haven't said anything about this yet, but a group of pro-Trump mob breached the Capitol today, and one person was killed, and what I saw today was disgraceful. It was horrific. It was disgusting. It was everything that I don't like. So while Congress was voting to certify the election results, which they probably would have already been certified by now, Trump supporters, they were already at the Capitol footsteps by the door protesting, hitting the door, trying to break it. There's actually a video of somebody recording it, and they're just banging on the door, trying to break it. They break a window, and that's when everybody like, whoa, they might get in. And then they actually get in. Not all of them went in there. Now, for the people who are peacefully protesting out there, I mean, that it is their First Amendment right. But going into a Capitol and threatening people and causing violence is not a right. It's a crime, and they have to be charged as it has to be charged as so. There should be no going around it or anything. They did a crime. They did almost one of the, I wouldn't say one of the horrible crimes, but they breached our Capitol. That is a punch in the gut to our democracy, because what they were trying to do, they were trying to change the election results by causing violence in there. Now, thankfully enough, they got congressmen and women out of there before anything could happen to them. They did have to wear a gas mask. You can see some of their protective services and police officers pointing weapons at the door, trying to keep the protesters out. Well, the mob out, I should call them, because when you're outside protesting, that's protesters. That's another thing. But when you're inside causing violence, you're a mob at that point. But yeah, that's what happened. And this is a special report. I'm not over it yet. But it was absolutely horrific. And Trump has yet to say anything. I'm only going to be talking about this topic, so the Trump Biden being confirmed, that's going to be on my next episode. But right now, I'm going to talk about how Trump didn't say anything. But thank God, even though it probably wasn't enough for a lot, Michael Pence denounced them and he told them to stop. So that's good. That's pretty good. But yeah, at this point, those are the updates. At this point, at this time, it is being cleared out. I think they said everybody who was in the Capitol have been either arrested or they escaped, and later tonight, Congress, they will resume the joint session, and they will vote to certify the election results. And I think at this point, this has Republicans angry. This has them angry, and I do think if Biden didn't have a chance of getting a certified was lawyer first, it is really high right now. But this is Byron Harris with Politics Made America special report. And be sure to tune in for the full episode that's going to come on Saturday. This is just a breaking news special report. But I'm your host, Byron Harris, signing off for right now. Till Saturday. Peace.